going to look at it from a little a different perspective, if you will. I want to look at it through the American graduation goggles. What's a graduation goggle? Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's pretty easy to explain. Because graduation goggles essentially are the rose-colored way or the relief and nostalgic feeling one has about a time in their life when it's about to end. When you graduate from college or high school, you look back on it. Many a comedy show has done looking back with relationship goggles. When you break up with somebody, you're like, oh, but they're so good here. That you're looking at it through rose-colored glasses is another way to say it. And I know some of you just said, wait, you said when it's about to end. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's about to end. Folks, if you don't think that the 2020 election, regardless, even if President Trump does win, which odds makers are saying is going to happen, especially with the Big Ten going back to football. I think President Trump went back on Clay Travis's show. Those two interviews alone are going to do so much better for him than any town hall that goes on. Regardless of the electing of one President Trump, the Constitution, as most people have to recognize, is over. Many of us, because we listen to Mike Church and other scholars as well, Dr. Kevin Goodsman and others, Brian McClanahan, Dr. McClanahan, realize that the Constitution really hasn't been the Constitution at the latest, 1865, maybe 1861. And now some of you are going, what? Oh, what? But, yeah, folks. The Constitution, through incorporation, Second Amendment, First Amendment, all of these amendments, which is not even, that's a Bill of Rights, I get that, or the complete ignoring of it, which is always why I felt that President Trump has been a refreshing executive, because he's been the most constitutional of any of the Republican presidents in the last 30, 50 years. You can make a case for Reagan, but outside of him, he actually adheres to it in a lot of ways. Does he adhere to it 100%? No one does. But for a long time, right, we've all held on to the Constitution like a binky. Something that makes us, we have the Constitution, and it makes us the freest, Americanest, awesomest people on earth. Now, do I hate the Constitution? No. Do I hate the United States of America? No. These United States? No, I don't. I am thankful to live here. Because I actually understand that the rest of the world, outside of some pockets, is not a great place to be. It's very easy to say America sucks from your iPhone sitting in your comfortable studio apartment on your Wi-Fi that you pay like $45 a month for and you can get unlimited access to it. And so I want to highlight this article from National Review's Ural Levin, or Levin, however you want to say it. What is our Constitution? What is it? What is Mr. Levin going to say about it? Of course, this byline doesn't help us. To recover our constitutional order, we must recover a more complete understanding of who we are as a people and what our founding document means. Too late, my man. It's too late. Y'all realize that with 45, 50 years of public schooling, what he just said is impossible. who we are as a people? The people. Who we are? Well, we're a melting pot. We don't have a shared understanding as a people. I'm sorry, you can't have diversity and a shared experience. Unless you had, a strong sense of nationalism. Sorry, that's got to be said. That's the only way you could have a shared experience as a people. The people. But without any of that, this statement he makes is impossible. It's absolutely 100% impossible. So he starts. Let's get into it, and I'll give you my half a cent due to inflation. It's not even 2 cents anymore. It's only half a cent. And once again, it's not because I hate the United States or hate the Constitution or any of this stuff. I think it has been used far too long as a binky to make people feel better. Right? And let me just give you this. That when he says, let me just add this real quick. To recover our constitutional order, he writes, we must recover a more complete understanding of who we are as a people. Mr. Levin at National Review. What, the anthem? Is that something? Because right now, apparently, there's like three of them. And to be fair, I don't care about the national anthem controversy. I think it's something conservatives are getting suckered into. You're going to lose on this issue. Who cares? There's a black national anthem. There's a regular national anthem. There could be a Portuguese national anthem. I don't care how many national anthems there are. But, with that, so personally, I don't care. But at the same time, when you are talking about we have to have a shared national experience, you can't. Because you have things like that popping up. So let's get into this article here. The politics of the 21st century America have overflowed with constitutional controversies. From debates about war and emergency powers to litigation over healthcare, marriage, religious liberty, immigration, and financial regulation to the impeachment of a president. Hold on a second. Hold on. Where the hell is healthcare, marriage, and marriage? Where are those two in the U.S. Constitution? Right? Where are those two in the U.S. Constitution? Right off the bat. Mr. Levin has the exact same problem, or is giving us the exact, or showing us the reasons why the Constitution as a legal document doesn't work, because we throw everything into it. I'm sure we've all seen the meme where it's rules for the government, and it's the very tiny page, three or four pages of the Constitution, if you actually printed it out. Versus the stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of books that the government has for us. The Constitution is not supposed to deal with marriage. It's not supposed to deal with health care. But yet, and it but it does deal with, well, the Bill of Rights deals with religious liberty. But do you see right off the bat, this man who's writing this article doesn't understand why it is impossible to do what he's even saying. Recovering a more complete understanding of who we are as a people. Well, you should actually understand the document itself. Let's see. Back into this article, which I'm going to have way too much fun ripping apart. These have been important and necessary arguments. Not really, because most of them don't deal with the Constitution. And of course, constitutional scholars will drag themselves out of their posh condos from their sweet teaching gigs to say, well, actually, the Constitution is a living document, and it can absolutely accommodate all these issues in the 20th century. You're wrong. But let's see. But to consider, the article says, them is to see our understanding of constitutionalism across the political spectrum has become too narrow. And the narrowest is not only a symptom, but also a cause of the dysfunction of our politics. Our politics are dysfunctional because we put our trust in two parties. That's why our politics are dysfunctional. Not because, our scope is too narrow and we're not looking at these clubs. No. That's all a bunch of happy, sweet talk. Right? That statement there is what I'm talking about when we hold on to the Constitution like a binky. Oh, it's because it's too narrow. I'm sorry, Constitution. Just, it's okay to, you'll help me. You'll save me. It's not the daggone Constitution's job to save you. We exist in a federalist system. Your state constitution is what you should be holding on to. Hell, I bet if you ask 95% of these scholars and these people at National Review and the Daily Wire and all these other places, what about the state constitution? They'd look at you like Tommy Lauren would look at you if you asked her to pick up the check at dinner. What? Instead, they all fast forward, do not pass go, go past your state constitution, go straight to the national government. And that there is the problem. Let's see. What else does Mr. Levin? I'm not even going to get through most of this article. But let's see what else Mr. Levin has to say. Simply put, we tend to treat the Constitution as exclusively the business of lawyers and judges, and to think that what's at stake is our constitutional disputes is ultimately policy, what our government can do about various public problems. This is, at best, a badly inadequate understanding, and it leaves us with a blinkered constitutionalism that will not serve us well. Also, Mr. Levin, the nationalizing of every issue instead of taking care of it at a state level. But why do we do it? Why do we do that? Because we as Americans and people are, let's be honest, in a social group setting, too stupid to understand the complexities of the government which is put in front of us. Oh, man, you mean if I have a problem, I got to elect local officials, and then the local officials have to talk about it, and then I got to elect a governor, and then the governor's going to hammer? Why can't I just go to the national government, make them do it? I don't want to do all this other stuff. I just want to go to the national government and just have them do it. Oh, I don't care about my local elections. Yeah, that's your average American. Because nobody ever shows up to local elections. Nobody ever votes for the governor. They all vote for the president, though. Because it's easier. I voted for that one person. You fix everything. You do the stuff I want you to do. What about your mayor? I don't know who my mayor is. Do you know your city? Who? I don't even know we had a city council. I just thought the president took care of all that. So when, and I'm sure this is I'm sure Mr. Levin spent a lot of time crafting this, what looks like a 3,000 word salad talking about how we have to get back to our shared experiences as a nation, which is impossible, but we completely overlooks this basic idea that we don't have an understanding of what our government is. How can you understand the Constitution when you don't understand the government that it creates? Right? When a kid wears a t-shirt to a school, it's a First Amendment issue. Why? Is that in the First Amendment in your state? Oh, no. Do not pass go. Do not go to the state. Go straight to national government. So what is our Constitution here on Constitution Day? It's a binky. It's a Band-Aid. It's duct tape. It's whatever you think it is to keep this union, these union of states, the great experiment together. And I'm telling you, the way it's going post-Donald Trump, the Constitution has already been shredded. It's already been shredded. It's just that we have this idea of what it's supposed to be. Of how we're it's supposed to govern all of us. Which doesn't. It's not supposed to. But we've been taught that it is.